And welcome to the Tabernacle Deliverance Sunday evening service, which will be broadcasted on Tuesday evening on a Daily Gospel Network channel. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing in the midst of us, with us, for us, and through us. Amen. I always say it because it's true. But God is good. I hear we're getting ready to have a snowstorm here, and I'm excited because God is going to bring us through by faith of that snowstorm. But I'm excited about what God is doing today. Because you know what? It really don't make sense to be discouraged, run off the road in the midst of everything going on. Because we know that God is able to bring us through anything and give us the victory in all things. So I'm excited about what God is doing today for us. So I'm just looking to God to continue to bless us with his mercies, his kindness, and the many things that he bestows onto us. You know, so I'm really excited about that today. Bow your heads with me before we start. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this afternoon, asking that you stretch forth your glorious hand and touch, heal, deliver, and make free. Set and make the people free. Rather, make the people free, God. I ask that you touch them, oh God, and save them, oh God. I thank you for your mercies. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your wonderful works to us, children of men. I thank you for touching every person under the sound of my voice today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, get your Bibles. Today, I want to talk to you briefly about something that a lot of people fail to seriously look at and take notice to, and that is the appearance of evil. And today, television gives us this concept that evil have to do with evil, witches on brooms and warlocks and Dracula and all these other different silly things. But that's not really the appearance of evil. It deals with a lot of different things. So I want to go into the Word of God today, and I want to talk a little bit about the appearance of evil. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah. I always use the King James Version Bible. The book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. Chapter 23 and verse 22. And let's look at what the Word of God says here. It says, but if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil, way and from the evil of their doing. Let me read that again. Let's start it. Let's start quickly. Go up to verse 21. And let's read from there. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Now the scripture says in verse 22, but if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then should they have turned them from the evil way and the evil of their doing. That's something to think about. God was interested in what we were doing as servants. Now, a lot of people today prophesy. Everybody's a prophet today. Everybody's running around, they're prophet this and that, and they're prophets is that. They're all prophets. Everybody's a prophet today. But my Bible tells me that's not possible because it's a fivefold ministry. They kicked off the evangelist, now the prophet, and these archbishops and all this other stuff is ahead of the apostle now. But the scripture here tells us in verse 22, if they had stood in my counsel, God's counsel, not the council of prophets, not the council of their organization, but if they stood in his council. Amen. By standing in God's council, he teaches you what you need to do. He teaches you what you need to say. He teaches you his word. Amen. Though the scripture said, but if they have stood in my counsel and caused them, my people, to hear my words, then they should have turned them from the evil, from their evil way, and from the evil of their doing. Amen. This is something when you think about today. All these prophets prophesying that God said X, Y, and D, but they're not showing the people how to come out of the evil of the way they're going. They're not trying to show the people the appearance of evil, because they're doing evil stuff by prophesying in God's name. One of the things that you look at the scripture in Jeremiah 23:22, it said, if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words. Did you hear that? It said, if they had stood in my counsel. See, this is the thing. I see that they got the school of the prophets and all these different things they got, but they ain't standing in God's counsel. Amen. They're not standing in God. When you stand in God's counsel, you're going to get what God has to say, and you're going to deliver it to the people. Now, the scripture said, but if they have stood in my counsel and caused my people. See, he ain't saying that, people. You know, a pastor say, these are my people. You don't own nobody. They're all God's people. You're just an under shepherd, supposed to be overseeing them.
Amen.
But this thing really gets me about, it said, but if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from the evil, their evil way, and from the evil are they doing. The problem today is people cannot tell the difference of the appearance of evil. Why? Because they don't know. They don't know the difference. Because the leadership don't know the difference. When we look at the things goes on in, that was going on in church organizations in the first place, it was a mess. I'll go back to even take it even heavier. Church organizations have rejected home churches. They don't want to hear nothing about that. They'll say, that's not a church. But I am so shocked to realize that they don't know what God's word says, that the church has actually started in home. The church of the living God actually started at home.
Amen.
Jesus would go out in the field. He would go to people's homes. Paul, Peter, all of them were in people's homes. That's why the scripture said that they have stood in my counsel and caused the people to know. And what's going to cause these people to reject, so they feel that these people are home, these people are feeling they're not safe because they're not going to a church building. And that is not God's plan. We are to be able to serve God anywhere.
Amen.
We are to be able to worship God anywhere. Miracles from God can take place anywhere. But if these people have stood in his counsel, they will be able to warn people of the appearance of evil.
Amen.
I think of an issue that arose some years ago where a young man, he got himself killed. He got himself killed because he was never told the proper truth about going to certain places. Because it was allowed in his church. So there was no way for God to warn him and tell him not to do that. Because he wouldn't listen to the voice of God, because his pastor said it was okay. So he got his brains blown out. The appearance of evil. We are supposed to be able to show people the appearance of evil and warn them. We are to be able to warn young boys and young girls, stay away from so-and-so. That man or that woman is not right. And I'm not even talking about spiritually. Physically, they're not right. Mentally, they're not right. We're supposed to be able to warn them of the appearance of evil. We're supposed to be the waver to warn people. But because these guys and these girls, you know, I've been watching a lot of different online church services or whatever they call some of them. And what the stuff that these people are saying, I wish they would never come on TV at all. Because the stuff that they're saying is nowhere in the Bible. They dreaming up all kind of stuff. And I'm like, where are they getting this stuff? The Bible has never changed. The word of God is settled in heaven. Then they got the people guessing. And you know what? The devil is the author of confusion, not God. This is why the scripture said, but if they have stood in my counsel and caused the people to hear his word, they would have been able to turn those people from going the wrong direction. You know what? When you go to, you want to get your driving license, you go to a motor vehicle, what you got to do? Huh? You got to take that. First, you got to take the generally, we used to have to take the learner's permit by the book. Amen. And then you got to go for a road test. Amen. You know why you go for a road test? To get the permit book. Because you could have somebody fill that out for you. Well, I'm just being realistic, you know, you can't. I know somebody that had that done, and they didn't know how to read or write. They had somebody fix something for them. However, the road test, the instructor is going to tell you what to do. And if you cannot do it properly, you're not going to pass that road test. That's a fact. Now, let's look at the scripture. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 22. But if they have stood in my counsel, just like you're going with an instructor for a rotate, if they have stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, if you stood in God's counsel, you will be able to take God's word to people properly, not confuse them, not bewilder them, not cause them to continue into what they're doing and do worse. But this scripture here says, if you have stood in God's counsel and you caused the people to hear God's word, then you would have been able to turn the people from their evil way, to pull them out of sin, to pull them out of the route that they're going. You're on the wrong route. I often tell the story of the lady that was I was coming down the road, coming home, and the lady was coming. It's a one-way street, and the lady is coming toward me in a cop car behind me. She didn't want to stop. But I'm blowing my horn trying to tell her to stop before she hit me. Oh, I'm about to wait, and she hit the cop. But she was like, I kind of upset with me because I was blowing my horn and telling her she needed to stop.
Amen.
Back up, turn around, do something. You're on the wrong one way. The thing here, the scripture says, if they have stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then should they have turned them away from the evil of their evil way and from the evil of their doing. But because we won't get in God's counsel, we can't tell people what the evil appearance is. What the evil appearance, the appearance of evil is. When we don't know, when we don't stand in God's counsel, we do not Amen. Know what the appearance of evil is. We just go along with everything. I'm serious. The Lord is going to return. Whether we want him to or not, the Lord is going to return. And many people, many preachers are going to be left behind. They're going to get left behind right in their pulpits or at home. If this, we're still in a home situation, they're going to be preaching at home and sitting there telling you all this stuff and yet get left because they do not listen to God's word. They do not obey God's word. They do not get in God's counsel to show the people the appearance of evil. He said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say do? Everybody say, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, because it look good. This is the age of the Lord. This is the age of the Lord when everybody say, I know the Lord. Everybody can call Jesus' name. But see, you ain't psyching me because the Bible said that demons even tremble at his name. They know his name already. You hear me? They know the name of the Lord long time before you. No, you ain't psyching me with that. Nobody's psyching me with that. Let's move on. Let us go now to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11. Listen to this. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 says, and for this cause, listen carefully, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they shall believe a lie. Did you hear that? I'll read it again. And for this cause, God shall send strong delusion that they shall believe a lie rather than the truth. And we are dealing with that today. Don't believe me? Look at the last election. People are mad because they say the election was stolen. They own people saying, no, it wasn't stolen. It's just that Trump is saying that it was, and you're following it. But because of strong delusion, they will believe a lie rather than the truth. And I'm talking about church folks. I'm not talking about regular people that don't know God. I'm talking about people running around claiming they know God. But because of strong delusion, because of their disobedience and refusing to listen to the counsel of God and getting into his counsel, they got strong delusion all around them. And they'll believe a lie rather than the truth. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Have you been around some people that's claiming they save and know God? And they're going to argue down that the election was stolen. And then the Republicans themselves are saying judging and all them saying it hasn't been stolen. But these people, yes, it has. That's why they stormed the White House, the Capitol. Strong delusion. They would rather believe a lie. Because see, it's easy. You know something? Talking about their parents and evil. Do you know it's easier to do wrong than right? You hear me? It's easier to do wrong than right. You want me to prove it? Let somebody put a $50 bill down. Now, you know the man dropped that $50 bill. But what you going to do? You're going to take your foot and put your foot over that $50 bill and wait till he move, and then you're going to ease that money back up to you, and then you're going to somehow drop down and pick it up. And then you're going to say, of all things, the Lord just blessed me with $50. You believe in a lie. The Lord didn't bless you with $50. The man just dropped the $50, and you've seen him drop the $50. It's not like the money was there on the ground already and you there. Like today, I'm going to the post office, whether $200 or $340 was sitting there, actually blowing in front of me. About $240 cash money was blowing in front of me. I thought I was seeing things. It was nobody out there. No cars, nobody, nothing. And the money just blowing towards me. So I'm collecting it. Then one day I was leaving a customer. I walk around the building. A big, brand new $50 bill sitting there on the ground. I'm like, that can't be real. I'm there taking it, looking at it. I can tell you stories how God is blessing me. I can tell you me going in stores. And I needed some extra money. But I got the money I need to buy what I'm buying. I'm going to the store. And a Chris Hunter $100 bill sitting on the thing and ain't a soul around. Nobody. That's a blessing. I didn't see nobody drop no money and say, oh, I'm going to take it. Because that would be a lie. See, you got to know the difference of the appearance of evil. There's a difference in being blessed financially, finding money, or God putting the money there, and then somebody dropping the money, and you're seeing them, don't give it back to them. That's the appearance of evil you're taking part of. Amen. I know people don't like that. You going to church and giving them $1,000, and the preacher tell you, God, I'm going to pray to God, give you $100,000 back. That's evil. Because there's nowhere in the Bible do God authorize anything like that. He does not authorize stuff like that. I was reading something today and online, and everybody was saying, the preacher must have preached something about God being greedy. And everybody said, yeah, God is greedy. My God is greedy. The living God is not greedy. He doesn't need anything. Amen. He already said all souls are mine. Amen. He said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof is mine. Amen. I got a cattle on 1,000 hills. So God ain't greedy. You got to know the appearance of evil. You got to really know God's word for yourself today. I'll read the scripture again. And for this cause, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, and for this cause, God shall send strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. You know why the strong delusions were sent? Because they won't get in his counsel. They won't obey his word. And you know, this is, I'm talking about preachers right now. Mainly preachers. They're the ones that be in a strong delusion. All over. Do you know how many people was exposed as false lying prophets on November 3rd? I thought it was just one or two. Come to find out it was way, way, way much more than one or two preachers that were running around lying. God said, God said, that a Trump won. God never spoke to them, because I want to clear something up. There's nowhere in the Bible it says God lies.
Amen.
God does not lie. He will never lie to you at all.
Amen.
Man will lie to you. Preachers will surely lie to you. They get that lying spirit in their mouth and they're going to lie to you. That's a fact. That's not a theory. They're going to lie to you because that's what they do. They lie. Did you hear me? They lie, so they'll lie to you. That's why the scripture says he'll bring strong delusion, that they will believe a lie than the truth. It's serious business. They're parents of evil.
Amen.
Today, they don't know what any of the parents of evil is. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. They don't know anything.
Amen.
About the spirit and appearance of evil. Let's move on. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 16. Those of you that's watching this broadcast by television right now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch every liberal soul that's watching this broadcast. I ask you to meet the needs in their life right now in Jesus' name. Save them if they're not saved. Encourage them if they not. They need encouragement in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's move on. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. And it says as follows. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing before my eye cease to do evil. Let me read again. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing before my eyes cease to do evil. Did you hear that?
Amen.
This is something we need to do. This is something we got to do individually. Everybody need to wash themselves. You know, you take a shower, clean yourself up, wash yourself down. Everybody need to wash ourselves. But we also need to washing up the word. We need to wash ourselves with God's word. We need to cleanse ourselves. The Bible said, cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We need to cleanse ourselves. The scripture says, wash you, make you clean, put away. There's something that we can do. God gives us the ability to put away some of our evil ways. And then he got to come in and take care of the rest, which we can't do. But we got to be willing to do our part. Here's this. I was watching a TV show last year. I liked it, the show. But then I happened to see a scene. On the scene, they had a girl. She was, I don't know what you typify this, what her character was, because she was a police officer, and then she was hooking up with this lady and this man, and then they wanted to get married, and they wanted her to be their lover. I'm not watching this show no more. That's it. I'm not watching no show with this woman sleeping with the husband and the wife. together.
Amen.
I'm not watching it. The Bible said the very appearance of evil. That's evil. That's unclean. I'm done.
Amen.
Did you hear me? That was on that show. Why? Because of the appearance of evil. I'm going along with you. I've watched some movies. I'll be truthful. I've watched some movies. And I didn't know that there was a whole bunch of gay people running around the movie, because sometimes you don't know until you're watching a movie or the TV show. I said sometimes. But this is even wilder than that. This is a woman. She's sleeping with the couple was getting married. So she was, I don't know what she was doing with them, because they wanted her to be the lover for the both of them. I'm like, this is disgusting. I'm not watching it. We have to know the difference. We have to know when to say, I'm not being a part of this mess.
Amen.
Knowing the appearance of evil, and that's evil. That's evil. Regardless of what Hollywood is putting out there, you got to know when to say, no, I don't want to be a part of that.
Amen.
Oh, yes, you are part of it when you condone it in it, and you know what's going on, and you're going to watch it every week. Come on. Now, outside in the real world, listen to this. Until some of them movie stars come out saying they gay, you don't know they gay. You don't. And the same thing with preachers. There's a lot of gay preachers. The Bible says gift and calling comes without repentance. So you could be a gay or drunk or whatever you want to preach. But you're not guaranteed eternal life until you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and let him deliver you from that. I don't pretend. I don't Bible say, oh, there are no gay preachers. Yes, there are. I told you, I know young guys that came into church straight and left crooked. That some of them got hooked up with some of them ministers that were homosexual. No, I don't hate homosexual people. I hate the spirit of homosexuality, because it degrades and it destroys people. I don't hate the people. I'm not a hypocrite. I don't hate the people. I have family mixed up in that. I love them, but I'm straightforward. I'm not going along with that. And that's just simple. Don't even ask. You got to be truthful with people. You can't pretend. They'll never respect you.
Amen.
You know, they want to be gay and they're adults and all that. What can you do? You can say, I'm going to spank you. You be gay. Come on, let's get real. If they're going to do what they want to do when they're right, not around you. But that don't mean you have to condone in it. I ain't beating around the bush. So the scripture says here.
Amen.
Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing from before my eyes. What is God saying? He is tired seeing your mess. God is tired seeing our mess. He don't want to see our mess no more. He want us to clean ourselves up and put away the evil of our doing. I told you that scripture say, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say do? These preachers today run around looking all with their hats and staffs and all this other stuff. That ain't moving God. The Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. You can wear, have the staff, the golden crown. You can have anything you want. But you will be lost if you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins. That is a fact. That's not a theory. I don't care who you are, what your name is. I don't care what church. You can call the church called Holy Roly Roly. Makes me no difference. The scripture says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing from before my eyes. See to do evil. This is something you got to do. He said, cease to do evil. This is something we got to do. People say, oh, Lord, I'm waiting on you to do this. And the Lord said, no, that's your job. You got a beer bottle. I'm using a bottle here as an example. You got a beer bottle in your hand. You went and bought that beer. You're drinking it. And you're telling the Lord, I'm waiting on you to deliver me. Come, come, come. Put the beer bottle down. You got to see. Of doing evil is something you've got to do. It's something that God wants us to do that we need to do. All these preachers that got all these big cathedrals, they fighting to keep those buildings now. They're going to do anything to get money in now, because a lot of them can't get the crowds, and the crowds are afraid to come. Some people going back into them churches, even though there's a new strand of the virus running loose, they still going to go back in the church. Some of them going to die going back in the church. They're going to do it. However, the Bible makes it plain that we are to know the appearance of evil.
Amen.
When you don't serve God from your heart, you don't know the appearance of evil. Because when you know God from your heart and serve him 100%, living for him, not that lying, everybody run around lying, say, God knows my heart. I ain't talking about that. Somebody may say, oh, yeah, I agree with that. I'm not talking about that line. They say, God knows my heart. God knows the heart. The Bible said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about when you serve God, meaning that you're doing what is right before God according to his word. Not according to what you think, but according to what that word of God say. You are doing what the word of God say, do. Did you hear me? You're doing what the word of God say, do. And that's when you will know the appearance of evil. You're going to know things. You're going to say, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going there. And they say, come on. I'm not doing that. You're on your own. Because God is stirring you. Step away. Don't get mixed up in that. Let's move on. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 24. Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 3. And it says as follows. Listen to this. This is a very interesting scripture. Listen to this. King James Version. Jeremiah 24 and verse 3 says, then said the Lord unto me, what seest thou, Jeremiah? This is the Lord asking Jeremiah a question. And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Let me read that again. Then said the Lord unto me, what seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, figs, the good fig, very good, yum, yum, yum. And the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten because they're so evil. Knowing the appearance of evil. Knowing the appearance of evil.
Amen.
It's important. Knowing the appearance of evil could save your life. Did you hear me? Knowing the appearance of evil could save your health.
Amen.
Jeremiah is making a plane in here. The Lord asked him, what seest thou? The Lord is asking him. He ain't asking the Lord. The Lord is asking Jeremiah, what is it that you see there, son? Isn't that something? The Lord is asking Jeremiah, what is it that you see over there? And he said, figs, Lord. What kind of figs do you see over there, Jeremiah? I see good. Ooh, real good figs. Yum, 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 Lord. They looking good. I just had a fig Newton today, actually. I like fig Newton. So then Jeremiah said, but those others, they're evil. That's what the scripture said. He said, and they're evil. Very evil. That they can't be even. That they can't be eaten. They're so evil. You ain't getting me today. He's talking about people. Do you hear me? The Lord is asking Jeremiah this for a reason. Because he's telling him to see about how people are. He wanted to know if Jeremiah knew and seen the appearance of evil, what it is, as it is. And that's what we need to do. We need to see people and the spirits that's in them for what they are.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hearing me. You need to see the powers of evil and people and the spirits that's operating them for what they are. We pat people when we know they wicked. We'll go out and dine with people we know are evil as dirt. That's my cousin. But you know he'll cut somebody's throat in a second. I'm not telling you not to love them. You got to love everybody. Do your best to love everybody. But God asked Jeremiah this question for a reason.
Amen.
Do you know what good people are? Can you tell a good person, Jeremiah? I told you I like to eat fig Newtons. I'm not lying to you. I do. I just ate one before I started service. I like figs, fig Newtons. Eat them all the time. Just ordered two more packs of them. I love to eat fig Newtons. And actually, I eat them before service most of the time, along with a cheese stick, maybe. That's just me. But Jeremiah also said that those figs, all that figs are evil. But you want to know something? All those figs were together. All those figs was together.
Amen.
They wasn't miles and miles apart. They were in the same location, same spot. And God wanted to know if Jeremiah seen those evil figs.
Amen.
That's why Jeremiah turned to evil. The very evil ones that can't be eaten. They're so evil. And that's how some people are. They're so evil. Those are those people that only care about themselves and they'll do anything for their personal benefit. They don't care who they destroy. They don't care who dies. They don't care.
Amen.
I'm talking about, I'm really focused on church folks because you got church folks like that. They're all sanctimonious on Sundays when everybody coming together at church on a Sunday. They decked out from head to toe, but that heart is evil. Their mind is shared with filth. Jeremiah was asked that question, whether or not he was able to tell the appearance of evil. You know what people say? Two things people lie about. One is, my child would never do that. I'll say three things. My child would never do that. One, two, all children go to heaven. Three, he don't know no better. Those are three lies that's taught. The devil has taught people to teach that lie. People say, oh, don't say that. It's a fact. Because you don't know when your child's not around you, what that child will do. You're not with your child 24 hours a day. You're not with your nephew or niece 24 hours a day. You don't know what they would do. Some of them young girls at 11 years old, the Liberty Guard didn't get pregnant. They know what they're doing. And then they want you to take care of it. Some of them boys go run out of men, know what they're doing to sleep with them. You think all the kids are dumb? Not today. Come on, they got smartphones, tablets, you name it. They know what's going on. You the one that don't know. You the one that don't know the parents are evil.
Amen.
All children go to heaven? That's not biblical. Then show me in the Bible where it says all children go to heaven. There's Bible in the Bible where children were wicked. Okay, there's a story when the children was missing with the prophet deliberately. And the Lord said, I think it was a bear or lion to come and slay him. All kids are going to heaven? I don't think so. Because the Bible don't back that. We back things that God don't say. He don't know no better. If you know anything about Jewish tradition, when that kid's 11 to 13, he's doing adult stuff. Okay? They teach them certain things that they got to start doing then. Okay, he don't know no better. My Bible tells me that a child is known by his ways. Listen to us what it says. Whether they be right or whether they be wrong. So therefore, everybody's not going to heaven. All the kids don't go to heaven.
Amen.
When a child become knowledgeable of right and wrong, they are accountable for their actions. When I was a little boy, I was doing things that I knew was wrong. I didn't need nobody to tell me. I was just hoping I didn't get caught. I was just hoping I didn't get caught. And a couple of times, Grandma caught me. I would be upset that she caught me too, because my behind was hot. I was a little boy, 5, 6, 7 years old. When my mother told me to stay in the house, I was 3 years old. My mother specifically said, Bernard, stay. Don't go nowhere. Stay here. Stay with Grandma. I ain't staying nowhere, okay? I'm 3. I'm going looking for my mother. I actually took the, you know, they had those big giant strollers back in the day. I used to call them Jewish people strollers because they're so big, you could fit 5 kids in it. So we had one of those. My grandmother had one of them. I climbed up in that stroller, unlocked the doors, climbed back down, opened the door, and went looking for my mother. I knew exactly where she was. And they used to have this thing. My mother and her friends used to go, ski, ski. When my mother wanted to let her friend know that lived up on the, I think, 5th floor. She was there. And I understood what she meant when ski. I figured out there. My mother knew. So I walked all the way there. Could have got run over by a bus. Only God's mercy. So I was out there that day. Ski. I'm in a kid's voice. Ski, ski. So my mother's friend looked out the window and said, Pa, your son is downstairs. My mother said, girl, what you talking about? You know my Bernard ain't here. She said, I'm telling you, Bernard, he's downstairs. My mother looked out that window to me and I said, hey, Ma! She said, Bernard, stand right there. I was so excited my mother was coming downstairs. I'm so sorry. She came down that stairs. She wrung my ass, bust my backside. I never did that again. So don't tell me. Oh, kids go to heaven when they do wrong. Why? Because when you know to do right and don't do it, it becomes sin. A child is known by its ways, whether it be good or right. Knowing the parents of evil. When we know the parents of evil, we can avoid a lot of traps the enemy set. But we're so surrounded with confusion of people. This is why you got to have your mind straightened out with God. This is why you got to have your spirit in tune with God when you can see through these people. Did you hear me? The Bible said that we should know the appearance of evil when it's taking place. We're living in that day now. People are wicked. Well, people have always been wicked. They're more openly wicked now. I'll put it that way. They're more openly wicked than they used to be. They're going to let you know that they're evil. You got to understand the word of God. It says, then said the Lord unto Jeremiah, what seest thou? And Jeremiah said, figs, the good figs. Very good. And the very evil that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. That's people. That's how people are. And you got to know that. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. You got to know that. It's on your job, too. You got to know who's laboring among you. Did you hear me? You got to know who's laboring among you. You got to know what they're doing. Let's move on. Let's go to Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34, verse 13. And it reads as follows. This is for us. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. I'll read it again. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Did you hear me?
Amen.
It's just registering. People, keep your mouth from speaking evil. Stop speaking evil about people. Get to know the appearance of evil in your words. Amen. If you ain't got nothing good to say about people, just pray for them. That's just sometimes the best thing. It says, keep thy lips from evil. Keep thy tongue from evil. Then it says, and thy lips from speaking guile. What is he talking about when he's speaking about guile? He's talking about speaking deceitfully and dreaming up deceitful things. Being deceitful to people. Speaking of all kind of lies. Knowing the parents of evil. Knowing that you're not one of the people that are our parent that appears to be evil. See, we could fake things in front of church, but you can't fake. You know what? You cannot fake in front of God. Amen. You will pull your cover. Try not to ever insult God, because he'll get mad and reveal all your sins to the whole world. Yes, he will. People take God as a flunky. And God as a sucker. He's none of the above. He will hurt you. The scripture makes it plain in verse 13 in Psalms 34. Keep your mouth from evil and thy lips from speaking deceitful gold things. It's something you, it's the thing that's messing up church folks today is running around saying they're saved. They're not applying the word of God to themselves. You got to apply God's word to you. I got to apply it to me. It's useless. Well, tell everybody, you ain't right. She ain't right. They ain't right. What about you? Are you right? Have you gotten right? Are you staying right? Do you know that our parents are evil? Making sure you're not around it? It's something we got to do. It is something that we have to do daily. Let's move on. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5 and verse 22. Chapter 5, verse 22 of 1 Thessalonians. Listen to this. Abstain from all parents of evil. Did you hear what the scripture says? Abstain from all, not some, appearances of everyone. You have to find out what is the appearance of evil. Because I constantly tell people, what God did for Joe, he may not do for you. I know people get upset with that. Don't tell them that, because God did for him that God doesn't guarantee to do the same thing for everybody else. There's nowhere in the Bible he guarantees that. He guarantees you salvation, but it's based off you. Not nobody else. Your healing, your deliverance, your financial success, your marriage is not based off nobody but you and that person. That's why so many marriages end up in divorce. The woman or the guy is trying to match their marriage to their friends or somebody or some TV star, some stupid stuff, and never realize that they're two individuals. They got to get connect. Not just sexually, they got to connect. This verse says, oh, God hates a copycat. Be a genuine. The scripture says here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, abstain, back up, get away from all appearance of evil once you find it out. The scripture said, be sure your sins will find you out. Don't wait till your sins find you out. Don't wait till your sins find you out. Abstain. From all appearances of evil, move from it. Because you can't walk with God wrapped up in mess. Did you hear me? Do you know there's a lot of people that lose out with God all because of people they socialize with? You know how many people have lost out on God's and blessings and deliverance and healing and financial miracles all because the people they socialize with? Because they were the parents of evil and they never rejected it. They accepted it. They accepted it the way the people were. They didn't go by what the word say. They put the word aside and accepted those people. And they lost out on many things that God could have blessed them with. Because God is not like us. Not a flunky. He's not a used wash rag where you take him and you wash him around whatever you want. Then you toss him aside like filth. Don't work that way. The scripture says, no, appearance of evil, abstain from it, get away from it. That's why you got to leave some people alone, family, friends. You got to just leave them alone. Go by yourself. You know, sometimes, yeah, it's hard to walk alone. Yeah, it's true. But it's better to be alone than to wind up in hell full around with people that don't care about you. Did you hear me? It's better to be alone and not have a whole lot of friends than to be lost with a battalion of people. I know a gazillion people, but I don't run with everybody. You know, even before the outbreak, I did. I was very restricted to the people that I spent time with. It's my time. I should restrict my time. I'm the one. It's my time. God give me 24 hours a day. I need to take care of it and enjoy myself, not let people destroy it for me. Knowing the appearance of evil. Let's move on. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. And verse 27. Here's a good verse for you guys. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 says something people that doesn't register in their head. It said, neither give place to who? The devil. It said, neither give place to the devil. What is he saying? Stop entertaining him in your head. Stop entertaining the devil in your head. When he starts talking about your past life and how you lived and what you did and what you had, stop entertaining the past. It's over with. It's done with. It's blood washed. Amen. Forget about the past, man. Focus on today and the future. Amen. The devil can't bring the future to you because you don't know it. The devil can't bring the future to you and mess you with the future because you don't know the future. If he brought you a vision of what you're going to do next year, and he says, this is what you're going to do next year, you would more than likely look at the devil like a fool. I don't know that. I don't believe that. So he knows he can't get over on people with the future. So he plays with that past. Now, when you repent of your sins, the Bible says our sins are cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Why are you entertaining the devil?
Amen.
Hello? Why are we entertaining the devil? We should know it's the appearance of evil. When old thoughts from the past come back, that's the appearance of evil. That's the devil at work. Here he comes. You there minding your business. Hey, he come bringing some thoughts. All of a sudden, you thinking about that guy that you was with before you was married. You thinking about how you used to do this and how you, all of a sudden, the Bible said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You got to rebuke him. Tell him, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Plead the blood of Jesus. It works. I do it. The Bible said, neither give place to the devil. This is why you got to know the parents of evil. See, people are looking for the devil to come with some horn. And I think I seen the TV used to have it with horns and some red cape and a pitchfork and all this stuff. And people are looking for that. That's why he's laughing at them. Why are you looking for all that? He's coming up in you through Joe, Mary, and Harry. because he's cunning and he's slick. The Bible said we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. Come on, somebody, wake up. We're not ignorant of his devices.
Amen.
Because we got God's word to show us. I often talk about these prosperity preachers. They're some of his greatest tools. Because he works on people's emotion. Get them scared. If you don't give us $1,000, I feel something horrible is going to happen to you. That's what they say. And the people get all scared. And the devil's laughing. That's right, Kevin. Get them scared. Yes, all ministries cost money. Mine costs money to run. That's a fact.
Amen.
But you got to know the parents of evil and the parents of good. God doesn't feed on fear. He feeds on praises. Don't believe me? The Bible said God inhabits the praises of his people. The devil is the one that feeds on fears. God and the devil don't get along. They don't like each other at all. They're not sitting down having a cup of coffee. That's not happening.
Amen.
They're not having no coffee together. They're not sitting down chit-chat. That's not happening. Neither give place to the devil. This is something, you know what? People need to stop waiting on God to do their job. It is your job not to give place to the devil. God don't give place to the devil. Read your Bible. You'll find out of that quick. Let's move on. Let's go to Romans chapter 14. And verse 16. Listen to this. This is very important. Romans chapter 14 and verse 16 says, let not your good be evil spoken of. Did you hear that? Don't let your good deeds, don't let your good reputation be evil spoken of by the people that you be around. The people you hang out with destroy your reputation. I'll read it again. Let not your good be evil spoken of. It used to be a time when a single woman wouldn't be in a car with a man. Did you hear me? There used to be a time a single woman wouldn't be caught in a car with a man. She would not be sitting in front of a car with a man because she didn't want her evil good to be evil spoken of. She's sitting in the back or she's taking a cab or whatever. They used to give the people the cab license plate and all kind of stuff back in the day. But she didn't want her evil, her good to be evil spoken of. She didn't want nobody to think bad about her because she was with Brother Joe. She didn't want that. She didn't let no single brother or nobody come to her house. Unless they was with some other sister or group of people, it wasn't allowing you to come into their house. In fact, I know some husbands, I heard stories about in the cell, that some husbands would never allow a preacher in their house with their wives alone. That's right. I've heard it. They would not allow, they said, Reverend, I respect them, but don't you ever come to my house when I'm not there. Did you hear me? I don't want you in the house with my wife alone. I don't care how old you claim you are. I don't want you in my house. But I'm not there alone with my wife. That's how a lot of them were in the South. Some of them may still be that way. Why? Because some of them didn't want their wives to be evil spoken of. The very parents of evil. It lurks. And who it can bring down. Who it can tear apart. Who it can destroy. That's why you have to know your parents of evil. And any of your thoughts just ran across my mind about women dressing. You're wearing a super mini skirt And you wonder why the men are talking about you. Of course, they're going to talk about you when you dress proper. Of course. When you're wearing anything too tight, they're going to talk anyway. And the same thing with the men. And women say, ooh, you're looking good. We are to shun the very appearance of evil. Let's move on. Let's go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, listen to this. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll do what? He'll flee from you. But you got to do something. That's something we got to do. You got to submit yourself to God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist. Something you got to do. You got to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You got to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Amen. Something you got to do. The appearance of evil. You got to know the parents of evil. You got to learn what the parents of evil is. And reject it. Get away from it. It's a trying times, people. The Lord is soon to return. He's going to return anyway. Whether we want him or not, it don't matter. You could be working on your job for your next promotion or whatever. The Lord is still going to return. It don't matter. What matters is that you are in a place in God, walking with God daily. People thinking about buying a new home, a new car, or get married or whatever. You have to be in a place walking with God in the midst of all that. You have to be obedient to God in the midst of all that. Be one of the five smart virgins. And don't get left behind. Each week I try to give you God's word to help you walk more with God. Because when you stand before God, you're going to give account for all that you've done. Whether or not you rejected the parents of evil, whether you harbored the parents of evil, you will give account for it. If there's anybody watching the broadcast today that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, I would like to pray a simple sinner's prayer with you. I do it every service. And if you accept Christ into your life, he'll come and let's pray. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart to be my Lord and my personal Savior. I thank you for dying on the cross for me and rising for me. I accept you now as my personal Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, you can go to our website, the TabernacleDeliveranceINC.org, leave a testimony, prayer request, and above all, you can become a partner to help us stay on the air for the TV broadcast and the podcast broadcast that we have now. We're on Twitter. Now, I want to just say this before I go. Last week, the broadcast did not save on Periscope, but it saved to Twitter. So I don't know what's going to happen with Periscope, but I need y'all to start following me on Twitter as well. I think the Twitter address on Wednesday night, I'll give you all the information for the podcast and Twitter. But y'all can continue to follow us and invite other people on for the Twitter or the Twitter broadcast, because the broadcast is also broadcast live on Twitter, and it's also broadcast live on YouTube. For the Bible study and for the service. And then this Sunday afternoon service, like today, goes on the Daily Gospel Network TV channel on Roku, Apple TV, and Android TV, and I forgot wherever else it is. But I'll have all that information for you on Wednesday because it's only 30 minutes on the TV broadcast. So we pay for that each month. We pay for Restream. We pay for we'll be paying for our podcast. So if you can help us, go to the Become a Partner page on the TabernacleDeliveranceINC.org and become a partner. That means that you would have to give a donation of $5 or $10 a month to help us. Whatever you could do, we're appreciative because we know everybody's going through things. I ain't begging. The Bible said, ask what you will. So I'm just asking, become more of a, get involved in the ministry. And when this outbreak over, then we'll be doing more stuff together. Until Wednesday night for Bible study, know the appearance of evil and keep walking with God. God bless.